a doctor. For all those diseases, the only thing they could have done in that time was to take off your blood. Means what? Means they sit you down and they bring in some stuff like the glasses and they choose somewhere and they give some cuts. Then they put a little bit alcohol in this and flame it and put it there. It will get cold and will suck your blood out. The outcome, if there was a one day an opportunity, I will get naked, you will see it in my back. Your back is like this and stuff. Here, the only thing that the doctor will say is, we should take off some of his blood. Yes.
Take thy fee and leave the bleeding. If I die, let my old body go. Why, said he, wherefore art thou afraid of this, when thou hast no fear of the lion of the jungle? Lions and wolves and bears and onagers and wild animals gather around thee by night. The smell of man does not come to them from thee because of the abundance of love and ecstasy in thy heart. Wolf and bear and lion know what love is. He that is blind to love is inferior to a dog.
Okay. What's your love? I just remember when that fellow, we call him Fassad, when he comes in, all the children will run away and will try to hide and blah, blah, because it's painful. Here he brings it to the a big man, normally he doesn't do what the big man will say. Oh, no, don't do this. Leave me alone. I will pay you, but don't take the blood. And the guy will say, are you afraid of this? You are a brave man. You're living in nature. You're doing this and that and that. And you are afraid of this blood? Yes.
If the dog had not a vein of love, how should the dog of the cave have sought the heart? Moreover, in the world there is of its kind dog-like in appearance, though it is not celebrated. You have not smelt the heart in your own kind. How should you smell the heart in wolf and sheep?
Do you understand it? We know that love is not in animals, but here we say no, love is in animals. Why? I bring you that dog. Do you remember the doggy who went with the people in the mountain and he became the human being? That's the point. I bring it out to tell you what? To tell you that, listen, you cannot understand the love in the human beings, so don't judge the animals either. You don't get it. Get this point. Yes.
If there had not been love, how should there have been existence? How should bread have attached itself to you and become you?
Yeah, this is something that you should listen carefully. I'll not talk, just listen carefully, because suddenly he will turn around and will say something that today we talk about it a little bit. He says, if there was no love, why the bread become you? Because you eat the bread and it becomes you. What is this happening here? You see, he will show you the magic that physically even happens to talk about love. Yes, listen carefully.
The bread became you through what? Through love and appetite. Otherwise, how should the bread have had any access to the spirit? Love makes the dead bread into spirit. It makes a spirit that was perishable everlasting. Majnun said, I do not fear the lancet. My endurance is greater than the mountain formed of rock. I am a vagabond. My body is not at ease without blows. I am a lover. I am always in close touch with blows. But my being is full of Layla. This shell is filled with the qualities of that pearl. I am afraid, O Kapha, lest if you let my blood, you should inflict a wound with your lancet upon Layla. The reason whose heart is enlightened knows that between Layla and me, there is no difference.
Okay, a little bit changing the translation of the last verse. You say, the one, it doesn't say the fellow is like this. You will say, that apple, that intelligence, which knows that there are light in the heart, that fellow will understand that there is no difference between Layli and me. Means, it brings in again apple and del, the brain and the heart, to be the opposites here. And you say, the brain that understands the other part will understand this unity. He's talking about the unity. What was the unity? He said, I'm not afraid of anything, but you know what? Inside me is love of Layli. And I'm afraid you may cut it off, so don't touch me. I'm not taking that risk, which was what? Repetition of something. Look at these two verses. He knows I am wielding with the sword against myself. I'm he in reality and he's me. That was the last verse of last paragraph. The last verse of this paragraph is, the reason whose heart is enlightened knows that between Layla and me there is no difference. You see? Repetition of that. So there is one subject that he's repeating it. Why? Because he knows it doesn't sink. You will listen it poetically, something like that, but you don't get it. We are talking about the unity of two fellow, which is not explainable. The guy doesn't care about himself, but he thinks, oh, in me is that love, maybe that love will be scratched. This is how the lovers will think. Yes. Again, another example.
A beloved asked her lover, do you love yourself more or me? He replied, I am dead to myself and living by thee. I have become non-existent to myself and my own attributes and existence through thee. I have forgotten my own knowledge and have become knowing through thy knowledge. I have lost all thought of my own power and have become powerful through thy power. If I love myself, I must have loved thee, and if I love thee, I must have loved myself. Whoever possesses the mirror of clairvoyance sees God, though he sees himself. Go forth with my attributes to my creatures. Whoso shall see thee shall see me, and whoso shall betake himself unto thee shall betake himself unto me, and so on.
Here the title is three pieces. The first one is the explanation. The second one is against another verse, which is coming from somewhere else. And the third one is in Arabic. So he's putting all the stuff that he has to provoke your brain to pay attention to the story he's telling you. Yes.
At the hour of the morning drink, a beloved said to her lover by way of trial, O such and such son of such and such, I wonder, do you love me or yourself more? Tell the truth, O man of sorrows.
Okay. You get it? This is a good question. What's your answer to this? think about it logically. Normally, an animal loves itself first, right? There is no exception over there. Here, he talks about that exception. Yeah, a lover is trying to know what the beloved is thinking. Yes.
He replied, I have become so naughted in thee that I am full of thee from head to foot. Of my existence, there is nothing in me but the name. In my being, there is naught but thee, O thou whose wishes are gratified. By that means I have become thus naughted like vinegar, in thee an ocean of honey. As the stone that is entirely turned into pure ruby, it is filled with the qualities of the sun. That stony nature does not remain in it. Back and front, it is filled with sunliness. Afterwards, if it love itself, that is love of the sun, O youth.
Okay, in English you cannot find it. There is some trick here. First, he was talking, lover asked, lover, how do you like it? Which one do you prefer? He started to explain, right? With what? First, he said, please pay attention to the next step. What is the next step? Book 6. Not having, not being, fana. He says, I am fana in you. Somehow, I don't exist if something exists in me is you. Right? I have only a name. The rest is you. And blah, 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 to the last one. The last one was, if the fellow loves himself, suddenly he is not responding to the beloved. Rumi is talking. This is that. Rumi will change it and say, oh, this is what I'm talking about. That after this fina that I'm talking about, if somebody loves himself, doesn't love himself really, loves the love that made him like that. So the selflessness will be there. Yes.
Afterwards, if it love itself, that is love of the sun, O youth. And if it loves the sun with its soul, 'tis undoubtedly love of itself. Whether the pure ruby loves itself, or whether it loves the sun, there is really no difference in these two loves.
Yeah, imagine that a piece of brilliant jewel is liking itself because it wasn't a stone and it is transformed with enlightenment, with the light of the sun. So even self-loving over there is loving the light, loving the essence that changed the situation. Yes?
There is really no difference in these two loves. Both sides are naught but the radiance of the sunrise. Until it has become a ruby, it is an enemy to itself, because it is not a single eye. Two eyes are there. For the stone is dark and blind to the day. The dark is essentially opposed to light. If it love itself, it is an infidel, because it offers intense resistance to the supreme sun.
Okay. In this translation, there was one word you didn't see. He's talking about the sun and light, right? Somehow he's talking about enlightenment. At the last verse, he said, the fellow who loves himself is kafir, is a bad fellow. Why? Because he is denying the big Shams. Instead of sun, he will use the word of Shams. He said, the fellow who loves himself, this is the fellow who is denying the Shams. Because whatever you see, why do you see? Because there is light. So we owe it all to the sun.